Hello everybody, my name is Alexander Deacon, and I wanted to welcome you all to the very first episode of A Journey Through Our Universe. This podcast is going to be looking at a variety of different topics, well, about our universe, but in particular, cosmology, some of the greatest scientific minds that contributed to this truly fascinating field of science. The evolution of space traveling technology, and much, much more. I personally am super excited to start this. I really hope that everybody enjoys it as much as I did recording it. I wanted to give a big thank you to the National Science Foundation for being a sponsor and funding this podcast. None of this would have been possible without them, so thank you very much. Without further ado, let us get started. Grab a drink, grab a snack, and get ready to take a journey through the timeline of our universe. So, I wanted to begin by talking a little bit about why cosmology is important and what it actually is. The short answer being, cosmology is a branch of astronomy that deals with the birth, evolution, and eventual end of the universe. In my opinion, there is no question as important or as mysterious as, how did our universe begin? It has been here throughout recorded history, yet it is infinitely older, and it will certainly still be here long after we are gone. This makes it a very difficult field of science to study, because we weren't here for any of those crucial steps in the development of our universe. And to answer the question why it is important, well, the universe is everything. Our understanding of the universe affects how we interpret the scientific, and in some cases, mathematical and philosophical fields. If we found an error in how we thought something played out, billions of years ago, then the laws of physics and so many other things could change in the blink of an eye. It would be like relearning everything. The field of cosmology really started with Nicolaus Copernicus and his observation that the Earth is a planet that moves around a stationary sun. This was an important event that would spark the ideas of countless more astronomers and other thinkers to come. The next major astronomer, and certainly more well known, was Galileo. He confirmed Copernicus's idea of a sun-centered solar system and made many more observations of the moon, the planets, and a variety of other things. Edwin Hubble and Albert Einstein contributed a further understanding of the physics and forces behind the behavior of our universe and all the many objects within. Hubble was also the inspiration for the Hubble Space Telescope, which is a telescope that lies beyond the Earth's atmosphere. These many astronomers have led to us having an excellent understanding of our universe today. Despite this understanding, there are still many unanswered questions. Any one of us could contribute to this understanding. It's incredible if you think about it. Now let us start from the very beginning. Before talking about the origin of our universe, it begs the question of what came before. Thinking about what preceded the current universe is very hard for all people to comprehend and then express as a theory. We can only speculate on what was present before the creation of our universe. One popular scientific theory suggests a model in which there are cycles of multiple different universes, which come into being and then eventually fade away. In other words, this theory suggests that there are multiple different universes, full of infinite wonders and discoveries that could be made. This is known as the multiverse theory. This sounds a lot like something out of a science fiction movie, but it could be true. We don't really know, and we probably won't know, for a very long time. Now, I could certainly dwell on what happened before the Big Bang all day. But now, let us turn to the origin of our universe. As previously mentioned, it all started with a Big Bang. The Big Bang Theory states that the universe started as an infinitely hot and dense point, only a few millimeters wide. It's cool to think that something as vast as the universe was the size of a pencil tip at some point. For reasons that we do not fully understand, this point violently exploded. Following this explosion, the universe as we know it came into being within a tiny fraction of a second after the Big Bang. The entire universe. It's crazy to think about. Our universe appearing in the blink of an eye. And it is even harder to understand how time itself came into being. We consider the Big Bang to be time zero, or the beginning of time and space. The Big Bang was the source of all energy and matter in the universe, and with this creation, the laws of physics came into being. Everything that we take for granted as being a part of our world was present in some form in the immediate aftermath of the Big Bang. Even Earth was somewhere in there. After the Big Bang, scientists divide the development of the universe into two distinct eras, based on the dominance of radiation and the creation of matter. These eras are further divided into epochs. Some lasted less than a second, and others spanned for millions of years. Starting with the radiation era, the forms of energy that we are familiar with today came into existence. This era was characterized by an extremely hot and highly energetic state in which matter could not possibly exist. Over the course of the eight epochs, the universe expanded and gradually cooled. This allowed for the two very first elements to be created, helium and hydrogen. Another key point in this step in the universe's development was the division of the four main physical forces from the all-encompassing superforce. The four main physical forces were gravity, weak and strong nuclear, and finally electromagnetic. This all led to the current era, the era of matter, in which more complex elements were created. After the formation of the first two elements, almost all of the remaining elements of the periodic table were created. After the main cooling period of the universe, the newly created elements clumped together to form the seedlings of galaxies. It is only in the most recent epoch that has spanned over billions of years that the universe was cool and stable enough for the physical and chemical processes of life to begin. Take the Milky Way galaxy, for example. As the universe gradually cooled, it expanded, and planets began to fall into gravitational alignments. There are about 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe, most of which we know nothing about. Our closest neighbor is Andromeda, which is about 2 million light years away. We will learn more as we move into the present day. Our knowledge of the development of our universe is surprisingly vast, even though we came into existence 14 billion years after it started. However, there are still many things that we don't know, and things that we can only make educated guesses on. One of the most largely talked about of the topics is the theory of inflation. We know about how inflation occurred right after the Big Bang, but we know nothing of the expansion in the future. We know now that the universe is getting bigger. New stars are being created. But what will that look like in the future? Our universe is a trillion galaxies. It's hard to comprehend even more coming into existence. The expansion or even contraction of the universe in the future will determine which of the three ways our universe will end. The evolution of space-traversing technologies has allowed us to learn more about our closest neighbors. Despite the vast distance of millions of light-years, we've been able to learn quite a lot. I hope that in the future, we are able to learn more through increasingly more advanced devices. Another important person in the field of astronomy I wanted to mention in the near present day is physicist Stephen Hawking. Hawking was extremely intelligent, gave lots of information and insight on black holes, explained a new type of particle ejection, which later became known as Hawking radiation, and even helped prove the previously mentioned Big Bang theory. He was extremely valuable to science, and when he died, it was a big loss. He suffered from a type of motor neuron disease, which gradually paralyzed him over the decades. He died only recently, in March of 2018. Having described how the universe reached its current state, the natural question is, if and how it comes to an end. We have gone over the past and the present. Now it is time to go over the future, particularly the very end. Scientists have developed three theories on the end of the universe, being known as the Big Freeze, the Big Rip, and the Big Crunch. The first theory that I'm going to cover is the most probable way that the universe will end, the Big Freeze. This theory suggests that the opposing forces causing the universe to expand would overcome the gravitational force. The galaxies within the universe would continue to expand and start drifting apart, becoming isolated from one another. The universe would therefore become darker and colder. There would be insufficient energy for new stars to be created. The universe would eventually reach a frozen state, or heat death. The next theory is the Big Rip. In this theory, the opposing forces are so much stronger than the gravitational forces that galaxies are physically torn apart. The forces would be so strong that matter itself at the atomic level would break apart so much that atoms themselves would cease to exist. Even the fundamental forces would cease to operate. The last theory is the Big Crunch, and it's an interesting one. In this theory, the gravitational forces ultimately overcome the opposing forces, and the expansion of the universe is reversed. The gravitational forces would cause the universe to contract rapidly, causing all matter in the universe to compress. The matter in the universe would compress into a dense and hot point, much like the Big Bang. Scientists speculate that there could be many contraction and expansion cycles. This is sometimes referred to as the Big Bounce. It's crazy to think that after the contraction cycle, that it could explode in another Big Bang, starting the universe all over again. Each cycle would wipe any evidence of previous universes. I wouldn't worry too much about the end of the universe, as the events I've just spoken about will not happen until long after we are gone. ¶¶ So, this has officially been a whirlwind tour of the birth and death of the universe in less than 20 minutes. As you can tell, I find this subject very exciting, and I hope that I have inspired you all to find out more. Thank you for your time and attention, and again, a special thanks to my sponsor, the National Science Foundation. I hope to see you all in the next episode of this exciting series. Bye-bye.